This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A Texas bill to ban abortions after 20 weeks gestation and to apply to abortion businesses safety restrictions common to any other medical facility got a second review Thursday and was sent over to the Texas State Senate for approval. East Coast media writers and bloggers are essentially trying to say Texans need more abortions. Phrases like parasitic babies and incredibly proud mom had an abortion and voices for abortion move the fight leftward are doing nothing for Texans as 62% of citizens of the Lone Star State support the measure. This is Life News Radio. When you think abortion is a horrible experience, that's pro-life. If you are saddened that women and their babies are abandoned to the concerns of others, that's pro-life. If a fetus is a little child with its own identity, its own personality, not merely a blob of cells, that's pro-life. When someone asks you if you are pro-choice or pro-life, remember the choice is not merely about choice. It's about a baby, a person. Remember to tell others you are pro-life. Here is a story to silence abortion advocates who confidently say abortion would go away if pro-lifers would simply adopt all the babies being aborted. Pastor Vanderwood of Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Virginia already knew 90% of Down syndrome children are aborted today, only now he had a couple trying to do just that. He had a challenge in finding an adoptive parent on a very short notice or the child would be aborted. He turned his problem over to the parish social media ministry, and get this, by 5 p.m. the next business day, 900, yes, 900 people had offered to adopt. The rebuttal is no longer rhetoric. You can find the story at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.